This week, do you know, or you will know if you looked in the bulletin, that we have a ministers' gathering here in the church. We'll be focused on prayer as we do each month on the first Wednesday of the month. But because of a coordination issue with the Baptist Union, it's not actually the Baptist Union. It's the Scottish Baptist Ministers Fellowship. So they pick a day every year when they say, "Hey, ministers, you ought to pray." And it's very helpful, except we already do that, you know. But what we're doing is we're getting together when we usually do pray. And the wires got crossed, and they said, "Oh, and it's going to be over there in Alva Baptist Church," which the Ministers Fraternal never is in Alva Baptist Church, but it is this week because they announced it to all of Scotland. Okay, so we in the Fraternal knew where we were meeting, when we were meeting, but since they put out an announcement, we figured, well, someone might show up. We might as well do it where they said it's going to be. Funny thing. We have a tradition. We meet every first Wednesday. The Scottish Baptist Ministers Fellowship, they have a very new tradition. They meet on the day in March every year so we can pray for the union, you know. And so here we were, a little conflict. When do you do it? When do you get together and pray with the people you pray with? Do you only pray, "Now I lay me down to sleep," and then "Amen," and "God bless mommy and daddy, and thank you for my food"? Or do you pray? Do you engage with God who knows you and loves you? For our part, we'll continue our tradition as we have for years together on the first Wednesday of the month. This Wednesday, it'll be here in Alva Baptist Church. But coincidentally, that falls on what some Christians call Ash Wednesday. Okay? Nothing to do with Ash Wednesday, why we chose the day. But I found it interesting that we have a tradition of gathering and praying on the first Wednesday of the month, and it collided with another older tradition. So what do you know? Do you ever have a friend who asks you, "What are you giving up for Lent?" You know that there's a thing named Lent, right? You know, it's generally known as a period of self-denial in preparation for Easter. Do you get that much out of the idea of Lent? How long would you say Lent lasts for? 40 days. Most people say 40 days. If they didn't know, they figure it out. The funny thing is, Lent is, you know, it's traditionally anywhere between 46 and 52 days leading up to Easter. It depends where you worship. Some churches, they don't count Sundays. And so if you count 40 days from Easter, but not including Sundays, you get Ash Wednesday. Other churches don't count Sundays or Saturdays. So you get like the Greek Orthodox Church, where Lent is like 52 days before Easter. And then people don't agree when Easter is. It's a funny thing. How do you pick when you have these days? Some denominations don't consider the 3 days of Easter weekend in the 40 days that they count. I kind of just shrug a little bit at all of that. Many Reformed churches don't even recognize Lent. It's viewed as little more than a Catholic ritual season. If you had to look and find, you know, where did Lent come from? You might see that the Council of Nicaea actually, they issued, in addition to some other things they decided there, one of the canons, the fifth canon of the Council of Nicaea in 325 was, you know, blah-bitty-blah Lent. Here's how you count it, right? Which doesn't do any real respect to the fifth canon of the Council of Nicaea, but I'm not interested in carrying their baggage. So you forgive me if it seems rude. I don't need to know more. Ash Wednesday appears in 600 AD. So Pope Gregory is like, "We need an Ash Wednesday." So now you got that. And you know, ashes to ashes. From ashes you came, to ashes you'll return, and the people get the smudge on their head. And as long as they can bear keeping on their forehead, they're reminded that you are but dust, what the scripture says. It's not anything to deride or make fun of. It's not a practice that I personally hold, although growing up as a Roman Catholic young man, I did, you know, wade through that whole thing. It's a bit of a morass. The Pope picks a day to start, and then everyone does it, and you count back from Easter, but you don't count Sundays. And the same Pope is credited with sending Augustine on a missionary journey from Rome to the British Isles. So Christianity here to the United Kingdom is going to be a result of the same guy that gave you Ash Wednesday. Are you glad that Christianity reached these islands? Whether you look to St. Mungo creating a monastic society that grew into Glasgow, or whether you look at St. Columba, who over here on Iona established the Iona community, which still influences Christian thought today. pretty much, I think we would say, people who are trying to get it right are doing their best. And in any event, Christianity is here. And we all pray. And many fast. Do you fast?